top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, May 13th for 2024. Here are the headlines.
Top of the hour news. As it happens,
United Workers Party President Lennox Linton embraces discussions on manufacturing prospects at the first Dominica Economic Revival Summit, noting the late Philip Nafet's prolific economic legacy. In other news, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines plans to remove visa restrictions from cricketing nations, excluding Afghanistan, in preparation for the upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup.
News, as it happens, when it happens.
And the United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly supported a Palestinian request to join the United Nations as a full member, urging the Security Council to review the matter. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. United Workers Party President Lennox Linton eagerly looks forward to the manufacturing segment of the first Dominica Economic Revival Summit, which is scheduled to take place at the Jungle Bay Resort and Spa from June 4th to 6th, 2024. Specifically, he aims to address the legacy of the late Philip Nassif, who recently passed away, highlighting Mr. Nassif's significant contribution to Dominica's economy for the production of coconut oil-based soap and personal care products. Linton emphasized that Nassif's engagement in the private sector led to the involvement of the ordinary coconut farmers in the company's shareholding, fostering growth alongside the company's expansion.
I'm looking forward to the conference in the area of, take for example, manufacturing. Addressing the issue of the legacy of industrialist Philip Nassif, who left us recently, but left us with a very proud record of contribution to the economy through the manufacturing of coconut oil-based soaps and body care products. This was an engagement led by Mr. Nassif in the business sector, the private sector, where ordinary coconut farmers, copper suppliers, came into the shareholding of the company and grew with the company. As the company made profits, they shared in the profits of the company. And you have in there a model that has worked well for Dominica that we need to talk about re-engaging now as we go forward. This model where all of the players in the supply chain of the business, whether they are just bringing their raw materials to be processed, they have and getting money for the raw materials. At the same time, they're also able to participate in the shareholding of the company and benefit from other income streams like profit sharing and so on, which will make the whole venture a lot more profitable, a lot more worthwhile for those involved in it, and a lot better for the country.
Linton highlighted the significance of discussing Dominica's economic activity to devise plans based on past successes and future prospects. He emphasized that if Dominica could achieve the level of economic advancement seen by the Dominica Coconut Products, the DCP, the country's economic status would improve significantly.
In the case of Dominica Popular Products, suppliers of copra were owning shares and getting more and more shares in the company based on the amount of copra that they supplied to the facility. So the harder they worked, the more productive they were, the more they were able to benefit, not just from selling more product, but from benefiting in the success of the enterprise through profit sharing. And that particular model, in terms of our economic growth and development, you saw what DCP did. If we were able to have 10, 15 companies operating in that level and getting to the point in Dominica from a small island state where you're able to export every year over 1,000 20-foot containers of product to 18 to 20 different countries, if we could have gotten to that level, which I'm confident we can, because we have shown that it can be done in one case, why not 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? And those are the issues that we must talk about. We must return to see what has worked for us and what is likely to work even better for us in the future. Those are the fundamentals that we want to bring to the table. We want to hear from the experts. We also want to hear from the people of Dominica on how they work. So out of that, out of that conversation in the summit, out of that exchange in the summit, comes a roadmap for going forward once we hit the ground running in the government of Dominica.
And that was United Workers Party President Lennox Linton. Chief Executive Officer of the Business Training Center, Lucia Stedman, has unveiled a new collaboration with Israel Aid Dominica. Through this partnership, 50 to 75 Dominican youths will have the chance to enroll in free digital courses. Stedman emphasizes that these courses aim to equip participants with the skills necessary for career development. Additionally, the fully funded training provided by Israel Aid will prepare participants to excel in online employment opportunities. She spoke on state-owned DBS Radio.
We are very excited about MOU that was signed between Israel Aid, Dominica, and Business Training Center to launch a free training project aimed at empowering youth aged 18 to 40 to equip them with the necessary skill set for building their careers. This project is fully funded by Israel Aid Inc. The program will provide participants with training in various skill sets that is necessary to excel in online employment opportunities that will ensure sustainable livelihoods. Certifications will be offered in digital courses to include visual design using Adobe Photoshop, Intuit QuickBooks, Microsoft Word, and Excel. These certifications are what the foundation requirement is for students and for entry-level employees to gain work online. It means that we will be able to contribute to the pool of human resources in Dominica to be able to compete for international jobs on the web.
Stedman elaborated that Israel Aid Dominica has actively engaged in improving the lives and livelihoods of vulnerable youth in Dominica. She added that the project also aims to empower youths with different forms of disabilities.
Israel Dominica has been actively involved in enhancing the lives and livelihoods of vulnerable youth in Dominica. This project also aims to support youth facing various disabilities, hindering their access to traditional employment opportunities. Additionally, efforts will be made to recruit male participants to address gender disparities, given the predominance of female enrollment in such training programs. We will attempt to collaborate with organizations such as Youth Development Division, Dominica Association of People with Disabilities, the various village councils throughout the island, and churches with youth groups. We will ensure that the project reaches those facing the greatest disadvantage. So we are encouraging youth from all across Dominica to register for this training program because it's free of charge and the courses will be held fully online. This is the required training to allow a person to gain the necessary skills to work online. So we cannot do it face-to-face because it means that when you are completing that program, you will be able to apply for jobs online.
Lucia Stedman, Chief Executive Officer of the Business Training Center. Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, Roland Rohier, and Dr. Didacus Jules, Director General of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, recently convened in Manuel Otero, Director General of the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA. The objective was to strategize joint efforts aimed at boosting climate resilience within the region's agri-food systems. During the meeting at ICA headquarters in Costa Rica, the trio emphasized the pressing need to cultivate adaptable agricultural practices capable of withstanding the evolving challenges posed by climate change in the Caribbean. They stressed the significance of leveraging technological advancement, engaging young people in agricultural endeavors, and formulating robust trade policies to foster food self-sufficiency. Minister Roy shared insights from Dominica's experiences, highlighting the imperative of sustainable utilization of natural resources to ensure food security and enhance agricultural productivity within his nation. He also underscored ongoing initiatives geared towards fortifying economic and agricultural resilience, particularly in the aftermath of destructive natural calamities. Roye articulated that considering climate vulnerability, including prolonged rainy seasons and disruptive rainfall patterns, significantly impacting farming practices, the region is transitioning towards irrigated agriculture and exploring hydroponics to sustainably supply agricultural produce while implementing soil conservation techniques. The Cultural Division on May 9 for 2024 started its 2024 Domfesta Community Drive, recognizing the efforts of Dominicans who have made significant contributions to various aspects of Dominica's culture. Sports commentator and carnival enthusiast Andy Carter was one of the 11 individuals who have advanced Dominica's culture through his portrayal of the traditional mass at carnival time for several years.
Started in 1996 and have done number of acts, was just doing it, not really to win prizes, but to enjoy myself and to add a little flavor to the carnival. And I'm glad that I've been recognized and I'm very happy.
Senior Cultural Officer Giselle Hyacinth expressed joy at Carter's achievement, highlighting Carter as one of the persons deserving of the nation's recognition.
I don't think there is a Juve or carnival where you don't see Mr. Carter, and you always know that every year he's going to come out with something awe-inspiring.
And that was a Senior Cultural Officer Giselle Hyacinth. The Dominica Bureau of Standards, in collaboration with the CARICOM Regional Organization for Standards and Quality, CROSSQ, and other implementing partners, Instituto Dominicano para la Calidad and Pakistani Technische Bonashat, will be hosting a training session aimed at guiding businesses on the development and implementation of certification principles and practices in accordance with the internationally recognized ISO 9001 Quality Management System Standard. This training activity is scheduled for the period 13th to 17th of May 2024 and will be facilitated by the CARI Forum European Union Technical Barriers to Trade component of the 11th European Development Fund European Partnership Agreement Programme. The general objective of the training is to provide companies and organizations with a foundational and intermediate understanding of the role of internationally recognized certification to the relevant standards, procedures, and protocols, as well as to encourage eventual conformity to appropriate standards, thereby improving the quality and competitiveness of products and services and increasing consumer confidence. In light of this, they have also invited persons to the opening ceremony scheduled for May 13th at 9 a.m. this morning at the NDFD conference room. In light of the recent revelation of school students from the Casabras Secondary School singing sexual and explicit songs from certain artists in Dominica, Educator and real estate agent Marian Johnfin expressed her disappointment in the lack of legislation and enforcement of authorities to regulate this type of music in all facets of society. She argues that these types of musics, whether in dancehall, jab-jab or booyah genres, must be played in specific places and should not be allowed to play or be performed at all functions or events.
There's an uproar about this thing we did, this nasty business in our school. But this nasty business was everywhere. The children hear it at carnival time. They are part of carnival. They hear it in the discos. They go to the discos. They hear it on private vehicles, on buses, on everywhere they hear it. And it was just a matter of time before it reached that stage. I was praying that it would not reach our schools, but it was just a matter of time because it is being upheld, I must say, in high places. So a video of what happened in Catholic Secondary went out. So the world knows that nasty business is in Catholic Secondary School. Do we know in which other secondary school this is happening? For all you know, it is happening there, but no video has come out. You can never say, I don't know. But the video is telling us that it happened in Catholic Secondary School.
Educator and real estate agent of Diamond Realty, Marian Johnfin. In other news, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines has announced the lifting of visa requirements for cricketing countries, excluding Afghanistan, in anticipation of the next month's T20 Cricket World Cup. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves revealed this decision during a parliamentary debate on the ICC Cricket World Cup West Indies Bill, highlighting the focus on addressing security concerns. Gonsalves clarified that while most cricketing nations are now visa exempt for entry into St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Afghanistan remains an exception. He mentioned ongoing efforts to ensure safety in collaboration with regional allies like the United States, Canada, Britain, France, and the Netherlands. Regarding preparations for the T20 Cricket World Cup, Gonsalves informed Parliament about the progress made at the Arnas Vale Sports Complex, noting the imminent arrival of cranes from Barbados for installing floodlights. Additionally, he received a letter from Maurice Edwards, chair of the local organizing committee, indicating that significant progress has been achieved. And the United Nations General Assembly showed strong support for Palestinians to attend full membership in the United Nations. The vote, which received overwhelmingly approval from 193 member assembly, underscores global sentiment regarding the Palestinian quest for statehood. This move comes after the United States vetoed a similar proposal in the United Nations Security Council last month.
In favor, 143. Against, 9. Abstentions, 25.
The United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly backed the Palestinian bid to become a full UN member, recommending the UN Security Council reconsider the matter favorably. The vote serves as a global survey of support after the United States vetoed the idea in the UN Security Council a month prior. The Palestinian push for full UN membership comes 7 months into a war between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and as Israel is expanding settlements in the occupied West Bank, which the UN considers to be illegal.
We want peace. We want freedom.
Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour spoke to the assembly before the vote.
A yes vote is a vote for Palestinian existence. It is not against any state. It is an investment in peace and thus empowers the forces of peace.
Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, who spoke after Mansour, accused the assembly of shredding the UN Charter.
You are shredding the UN Charter with your own hands. Yes, yes, that's what you're doing, shredding the UN Charter. Shame on you.
The vote by the General Assembly Friday does not give the Palestinians full UN membership, but simply recognizes them as qualified to join. An application to become a full UN member first needs to be approved by the 15-member Security Council, and then the General Assembly. if the measure is again voted on by the council. It is likely to face the same fate, a U.S. veto.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party President Lennox Linton embraces discussions on manufacturing prospects at the first Dominica Economic Revival Summit,
and global,
noting the leader Philip Nafet's prophilic economic legacy.
95DA.com. Right on cue.
The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines plans to remove visa restrictions for cricketing nations excluding Afghanistan in preparation for the upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup. And the United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly supported a Palestinian request to join the UN as a full member,
and global,
urging the Security Council to review the matter.
Big Station, Q95DA.com.
The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I am Fidith Environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.